The Philadelphia Parking Authority and SEPTA teaming up to stop a common practice in the city. As WHYY's Eric Nixon reports, Center City is the first stop for the new artificial intelligence enforcement effort.
The Philadelphia Parking Authority's Rich Laser said special cameras mounted on SEPTA vehicles will use artificial intelligence to ferret out those who are illegally parking on city streets and bus routes.
If they're idle in a bus lane, so no stopping. If you're double parking and you can't block a bus zone.
The cameras will record license plates and violations will be issued starting next week, but fines won't begin until May 7th. Scott Sauer of SEPTA said they hope no one will be given a citation, which will mean the lanes are clear.
Illegally parked vehicles throw buses and trolleys off schedule, slow down service, and create unnecessary hazards to riders and pedestrians. We're eager to see the improvements that this program will deliver.
The Center City area between Spring Garden to Bainbridge Street, from Delaware to Schuylkill River, will be the testbed for the program, with 152 buses and 38 trolleys being equipped with cameras. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
A tree fell in a major crash in Kennett Square yesterday, striking the rear section of an SUV. That's important because the driver was able to walk away from the accident, which occurred on Lenny Pike Road in Kennett Square right by 926. Worker John DeBow saw the whole thing working on a roof across the street.
I heard cracking, and then I looked over and I saw it starting to fall, and I'm like, oh my God. It was inches away from her death. She could have died easily. One, two, 3 inches.
Arborist Connor McGivney spoke to our news partner 6ABC. He said the property owner should have known about the tree.
The outcome could have been a lot different than it was. That tree, when you saw it hit the ground, just shattered into a million pieces, right? So that tree has been dead for a very long time.
The incident should be a warning to people with questionable trees that need attention, said McGivney. And you can recycle your used oyster shells for a great cause thanks to the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary. Ken Williamson and his crew pick up used oyster shells from local restaurants and use them for conservation projects along the Delaware River.
We use them primarily in living shoreline projects where we will take the shell from the restaurants, let them cure out in the elements, and then we will bag them up in almost like a sandbag, stack them up in crucial areas. You will get protection from wave action. Oysters love growing on the old oyster shell. And they start growing out of the shell bags, almost like blooms.
Shells are used to aid in development of oyster reefs, which are able to provide water filtration, control erosion, and provide a habitat for new oysters to thrive. You can drop your oysters off in Fishtown and Fittler Square at drop-off sites where anyone can drop off to be used by the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary.